Hi folks, it's Chris, Pilgrim Chris. I'm a little bit bunged up at the moment, trying to shake a summer cold or a winter cold that I've had for a few days. I can tell I'm getting older because I don't heal as quickly. A cold would never last more than 48 hours with me, but this one's doubled that now. Although I'm far, far better than I was, my cough's almost gone. I just left with a little bit of a bunged up nose. I've been listening to and responding to responses to my last audio boo on obesity and mobility. Well, that was the title of the boo. The actual boo was about the effects of depression and how as a society we're not dealing with that, we're not dealing with depression very well. And asking the questions, why are more people getting more and more depressed? But in all the responses I've had, none of them are focused on that, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, anybody who listens to me and when I'm putting a particular kind of boo out there will know that I'm deliberately provoking a response. It never fails really to amaze me that some of the responses I get are based on how I delivered the content as opposed to the actual content itself. People seem to be so focused upon my delivery style, and not the message. Now, this is an important lesson. This is something that politicians have to deal with all the time, leaders of various religious organisations, or anybody in the public eye who is trying to get a message across. They're trained, they have training, and they're told and explained how to deliver their message so that people focus on the message and not the delivery style. Well, I'm just a simple guy. And I just speak how I speak. I listen to a lot of people on Audioboo with a lot of different styles of delivery. Some people have mastered the art of speaking in the public forum, and that's what this is. We are on social media. We are talking on a public forum. Have mastered that. They speak in a lovely way. They can get a message across. I haven't mastered that. I've had people try to help me with that. I shall mention no names, but I know that some of you who are listening to this know who you are, and I thank you, but it doesn't work for me. And I'm not frustrated by that. I was frustrated by it. One of the reasons, in fact, the main reason I stopped recording audio for a while wasn't because of the Audio Boom app. Although I talked about this a lot, it was because I got a little frustrated with people concentrating on my delivery style and less on what I was actually trying to talk about. But hey, we all have our crosses to bear, I suppose. I would ask if people who are going to listen to me will listen to the actual content of the boo and try and just listen to the content of the boo more than the way I deliver the boo. But that's more of a polite request. You engage with me however you wish. I've been very fortunate that in some of my content I've had some fantastic responses. I know that some of my content has reached people in a certain level. I've had some wonderful feedback over the past couple of years or so on some of my content, especially the content is designed to be a bit more thought-provoking. And it's always nice to have responses, isn't it? As I say, we're in the public forum. We do struggle still with this notion that we're trying to say to people, look, I'm not trying to be the centre of attention here by recording something or by posting something, but at the same time, I'm doing this because it's social and I want engagement. We shouldn't be worried about putting content out there and whether or not that's egotistical or self-serving. Of course it's self-serving in a way, but it's being self-serving doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. The reason I like to share certain content is because something struck me. I have a thought. I want to share that thought. I want to get it out of me, if you like. I choose to use certain social platforms to do that. Certain people choose to follow me and listen to me and engage with me. That's what society should be about, surely. Am I going to try and moderate my delivery style? Well, sometimes I do, it depends. Sometimes I'm aware of it. But what tends to happen then is I end up not recording the boo. I record it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, listen back and think, oh, it's just not me. I'm listening back thinking all I'm doing is trying to make somebody happy in the way I deliver, if you like. Try not to get their responses back saying, Chris, you're sounding harsh. Well, whilst I value all response, and I do, and I try and engage in that response, I am more interested, really, in those who listen to the message and talk about the message. I do apologise for all the noises in the background. I'm recording this on my mobile phone, and I'm getting so many still responses. Oh, hashtag abuse. I've just seen a Twitter notification come up and somebody's put the hashtag abuse in one of my... I shall read that later. But this is what I mean. It's incredible, really, some of the responses we get. Do people actually listen to the content we put out there? Listen to the message behind it? I'm not saddened by this if they don't. Responses are good. I need to listen to content. By that, I don't mean just listen to somebody talking. I need to listen to what they're saying and trying to say. A very good example of this was I listened to a boo by Yana, JN2N, the other day. Monday morning musings, I think the boo was called. And she was really talking quite strongly about the imbalance of the media when it comes to the European Union. And I thought about that for a long time. I've been thinking about it for the past day or so since I listened to that. And I'm trying to work out a response, because I can actually quite agree with a lot of what Yana's saying. And it's good that people are putting the frustrations out there. Yana, I could tell, was frustrated, but she has such a lovely delivery style. I'm not envious of it, but she's such a gentle person. Same as McColgan. Colgan shares his thoughts daily. And he has such a way of sharing his thoughts. I have a 10-minute account. I don't subscribe to the premium account anymore. 10 minutes is enough. I find that it's enough for me to say what I need to say. And to be honest with you, I think it's enough for most people. I still struggle to listen to boos that go on for an hour. However, that's just me, but that doesn't mean that those boos are invalid. It's just how we consume. But I'm going to end this by thanking everybody who's responded and still responding to yesterday's boo. I'll try and engage with you all. I'm succeeding so far. And it is nice to get the responses, whatever those responses are. And if somebody wants clarification, and I can tell sometimes by the response that they do, then I can give that clarification. See beyond the words. Get to the message. Whether you agree with the message or not, it's the message that's more important than my delivery style. Thank you all for listening to this. I haven't really said anything in the sense that it's not, you know. But I want to use Audio Boo more. I like it. I like audio content. Thanks for listening. As always, if applicable, God bless.